and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how.
And hello, and welcome back again. Fancy seeing you on this podcast show. Only joking. So, today is the third and final pillar that really underpins soul business success. So we've got soul, we've done that in one of our previous episodes, and we've done our strategy, done that as well. And today is all about spirituality. Really quite strange. I pulled the card, number 30, and it's financial freedom. And these are the beautiful cards of Marina Beach in her Akashic Records Oracle cards. If you haven't got them, please do. They are gorgeous. And today's energy is lush because it's all about financial freedom. Now, financial freedom, it can mean so many things to so many people, but to you, it will be different. And what I love about this is that financial freedom is depicted in this card as a portal of freedom by your own design. How incredibly powerful is that? I mean, the actual card itself is gorgeous. So let's just start to read through. Gaining awareness of what financial freedom represents and what you need to do to create it. By picking this card today, your Akashic guides are nudging you to reflect on what financial freedom means to you and what you need to do to manifest it. Do you seek financial freedom? Or experience more fun and adventure, or maybe travel. Or to have future security so that you can retire. Or to attain more time to be with your friends and loved ones. And whatever that is, whatever positive impact that this could create, take on an honest review right now today of your financial situation, your limiting beliefs, your behaviours towards money, and understand what needs to be changed. And I love the affirmation. It's just, I look after my future financial self. So I'm thinking that you're wondering now, what does that actually mean in terms of spirituality? Let me just share with you some of the things. I've done it for the other two series where we talked about soul and strategy. I gave you five, okay? And I'm going to be doing the same today. These are five ways to infuse spirituality and your divine gifts into your soul-aligned business so you can achieve soul business success. And that is financial freedom. What are we doing what we're doing for if we can't step into this space of financially feeling free? And how does that feel and how does that look for you? This beautiful place to find your inner peace. This place of self-trust, this place of divine alignment, how does it feel? It feels free. And that includes your financial freedom. Growing my successful online business has accessed me so much more in terms of wealth and prosperity and abundance and trust, the magical self journey of evolution, enlightenment, all of these things together have activated such a power now with regards to money and how I feel about money and how I attract money and how I trust money and how I love money and how I enjoy money and what I do with my money, mostly spending them on crystals. But also, you know, how I invest as well in my own mentorship with my mentor, Gemma, and how I don't worry if I don't have money coming to me because I know that the universe is bringing it. And I know that my own energy is also attracting it. And I know I'm creating space in my world to receive it, to hold it, and to feel it. But let me just share some of the ways that spirituality can untap your abundance, your prosperity, and your wealth. So the first thing is authenticity and connection. We've talked about this, but embodying you and all of you, showing up as your true self, creating genuine connections, your energy, your unique force, raising your frequency, cleansing the chakras. I work with the 15 chakras, the Atlantean body grid. It's all about cleansing and purifying and balancing your chakras so that the energy flows, so that you radiate your magnetic energy, so you draw in your soul tribe, so you have and are attracting and working with soul-aligned clients. This isn't going to, unless you step into this energy and space of your spiritual space and divine space and your connection with your gifts, your connection with your soul, then you're not raising that frequency and you're not stepping into your purest essence of soul. And I can't emphasize how important and how powerful this is for you. So it's embodying all of you, the whole damn lot, even the darkest sides of you, even the sides where you've fucked up, where you've done something that you're not proud of, where there's still some lower vibration that hangs around on a lower, hanging fruit tree. But this is about you embodying those and just wrapping it in love and compassion and bringing all of you to the table. This is your purest essence that makes you up of all of who you are. But having your divine gifts and your spirituality woven through all of it, the light, the dark, the bits in between, this is your authenticity and your connection. And this is absolutely what draws everything to you or pushes it away. So I want you to get really genuinely thoughtful on this and go deep. And if you need some support with this, the psychic soul sessions that I do, these are so incredibly powerful. The integration of understanding your cosmic numbers, the integration of understanding the soul archetypes that I've designed that derive from the human design, understanding your fullest human design, your energy, your expression, and understanding your gene keys and how your purpose and your mission is in this world. All of these are stepping into that truest expression of you. The second thing is your gifts, your deep and profound meaning and purpose. These are your gifts that you interweave, you wove into every aspect of your business that give you and your clients deep and profound meaning and purpose. This is aligning your work, aligning your business with your soul gifts, meaning that everything you do goes beyond sales, goes beyond just selling, 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 goes beyond money, money, money. It means that you serve a higher purpose. You serve your innate calling, your design. This is about prosperity consciousness, tapping into your gifts, raising the frequency of humanity, one soul at a time. And it's also about your intuition and making better decisions that align with your gifts.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show. I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, Teacher and Channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
And also recognizing and responding to your clients in a way that encourages them to feel that the old way maybe doesn't work, and they're getting curious, that they want to understand who they are at this deep soul calling level. And so we're also unearthing their gifts, helping each other. The fourth thing in terms of bringing your spirituality to the table is this high vibrational energy, You know, I work with people and I do something that I've trademarked, the frequency codes. And it really is about my energy practitioner work, so working with the energetic chambers within the body, but also my love of working with the Atlantean body grid in terms of the 15 chakra points within the body. And what I'm doing is I'm feeling myself the profound effects of working through my energy. My nervous system feels calm. Even when I've got so much going on, I'm able to observe my body and how I feel and stop and take the time that I need. I'm going into nature, I'm refueling, I'm going into nature and having the sun dance on the back of my back and feeling so at one and so at peace with myself. I'm encouraging my clients to do the same. I'm encouraging them to cleanse their chakras, to cleanse their energy chambers within their body, to raise their frequency. Because we can all step into the darkness, and we all will, and we can all have these negative, shitty days that come along, and we all will, and we will all have stuff come at us and impact us from the external world, and it will, and we've all got that family member that's just constantly moaning and doesn't think about anybody else but themselves, because we all do, and we all have that particular friend that is full of drama and brings it to us because we do, but we get to a point where our energy, even with those people at play, even with those powers at play, we just shrug it off and we're able to keep to our own heightened frequency. The impact of this in your business is the most incredible energy that you can operate from in life and business, to be honest. It's going to help you in every area. It expands your reach and impact. In the online, you know, the wide global market, your energy transmutes throughout the universe. Those that resonate with your message or personal frequency, those that align with your offerings and the frequency in which they were created from, again, even more significant impact. This new world, this way of healing and serving is in bringing and embodying and integrating this beautiful, divine, significant change within all beings, within humanity. And this is ascension working and infusing itself within your business. It is such a powerful, you can see how passionate I am about this. This is why doing the mindset work alone these days, it just isn't enough. This is why so many people think they've worked on their energy, but they're working with old systems. This is why the new way works. And this is why Soul Business Success, what underpins it is soul, strategy and spirituality, and our energy working with, especially my modality, and I'm sure there are others, but the frequency codes, this is where it's so incredibly powerful. And then the fourth thing, new world, golden age, the golden era, our digital space with so many opportunities, so many incredible opportunities. If so, we're going to only go out there and discover it. So many online entrepreneurs, they don't realize the significance of using Facebook as a business engine. They're still hiding in their communities, still not getting seen. They're not using Instagram because they've fallen out of love with it, but they don't know how to use it. They're not using LinkedIn because they don't feel that the spirituality side really fits in with LinkedIn. It's all bullshit. It's the bullshit we tell ourselves. And yet, often this is all underpinned by how we feel inside. It's finding your way. If you love Facebook, go on Facebook. If you love LinkedIn, go on LinkedIn. If you love taking films and doing YouTube, go on YouTube. Do what you want, because that energy is going to attract the right people to you. It is no surprise that my love is loving Facebook, and it's where I am most of the time. I love recording these podcasts for you as well. And I have my own Facebook community, Soul Business Success, which is brand new and is growing with the podcast.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
This is a digital space with so many incredible opportunities from numerous platforms to share our spiritual and divine gifts. Allowing us to activate these incredible energies and forces with you. Allowing us to ascend, elevating humanity. Allowing us to really embody our gifts. It's really like the volume here is turning up. This new world, this golden age is right at our fingertips. Can you feel it? The potency of it, your place, your part in this, and having spirituality and injecting this into your business, not from a place of ego, but from a place of love and compassion, is so important. And the fifth thing is, okay, we've talked about frequency and our energetic frequency, but is energy? Energy is everything. It is the fabric of the universe. It is all our souls combined. It is all energetic beings, including other galactic beings, other dimensions, ones not even discovered to man. The fabric of the universe is. This impacts the old paradigms, the programming. This actually turns up and shows up in sabotage and addictions and owning our mistakes and fully stepping into our power. It allows us to break free of these old dimensions, these old chains that have held us for so long, but no more. This is where you serve from a place of fullness. Your energy is pure. It is divine. It is one with source. It is everything, and yet it is nothing. This is your abundance. This is your energetic expansion. This is your story of life, your fabric of life. And it may seem like you have lifetimes here, years, but we know the significance of time and how quick time, how fast time is, and how fast our lifetimes are. Don't waste it. Our energy is everything. Protect it. Show up in the purest form of all that you are energetically. Work on it, condition it, remove the old barriers and step into this new way of being you. Our spirituality is everything in business, as it is in life. Your business has a soul, and so do you. I like to think of it as honouring it and honouring ourselves. And if you're unsure about how to do this, this is me. This is what I do. This is my love, my passion, bringing soul, strategy and spirituality, infusing it together and sitting on that seat where I can see it is the only way to grow a soul-aligned business and to walk a path of soul business success and to fulfill, to feel fulfillment, a deep inner peace, a self-trust that is unwaverable, and divine alignment. It is owning all of these things. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. Love and blessings to you all. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.